lost before you, lest the bloodline end. To tell you all my stories, to teach you all my words, laugh with you longer than any joke is worth. Disappointment leave your mind. Just know I loved you, as I'm sure you did in kind.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight was some kind of late folky music from Calgary, a singer named Doug Hoyer. A new album called Getting Older is doing pretty well on the campus radio charts, the Earshot Top 50 right now. You heard a track called Origami. And you can check it out at doughoyer.bandcamp.com. And the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be playing a lot of new music for you this week, and a few old ones, and just also new stuff that I've been checking out recently. You can head to citr.ca, and you can get a list of tracks that I played tonight, as well as you can add the RSS feed to your favorite podcast device. And hope everyone's doing pretty good in this new year, avoiding COVID and staying safe and whatnot. So I wanted to start off with a song that I guess fits the theme or the mood right now, I guess. And we're going to hear a track called Captain of Quarantine. This is an older track from Shannon Wright off the 1999 album called Flight Safety. And Shannon Wright's one of my longtime favorite artists. She's out on the Touch and Go and Quarter Strike record label. She's put out a few albums on that record label, and she's been largely based in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, as well as Florida. But I think in recent years she's been moved to France. But she still puts out quite a bit of music. She hasn't put out a few records in a few years. But anyways, she has toured with Shellac and opened up for them on a few tours. And a lot of her stuff has been recorded by Steve Albini. But anyways, we're going to hear a track from an older release. I guess it's her debut album. And yeah, if you're not familiar with her discography, definitely check out more stuff from Shannon Wright. ShannonWrightMusic.com is her website. After Shannon Wright, we're going to hear something from Charlotte Cornfield, another artist that's doing pretty well on the campus radio charts across Canada. And she has a release out called Highs in the Minuses. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Headlines. And I do believe this was recorded at the Hotel Tango in Montreal. But I'm not exactly sure where she is from. It doesn't say on her Bandcamp page, but according to her Twitter account, it's from she is Toronto-based. But anyways, we'll hear these two artists, Shannon Wright and Charlotte Cornfield, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Captain of Quarantine.
Captain of Quarantine. Eventually get myself out the door. Eventually breathe in the cool air. Process the fact that I'm here and that you are there. Skimming headlines, walking slow. I not believe in anything. We're not supposed to go outside. And the stores are all closed. Never seen this city so dead and so morose. It's a crisis. All to describe it when everybody's heard different information and it's slipping through a sieve, but the cats are all still yowling in the city where I live. Skimming headlines, walking slowly, circling around.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday, from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from Charlotte Cornfield, an artist out of Toronto, with a new release called Highs in the Minuses. Sorry, and that was a track called Headlines. Prior to that was the debut album of Shannon Wright. Way back in 1999, Flight Safety came out, and you heard the track called Captain of Quarantine. And Shannon Wright is a longtime artist out on Touch and Go and Quarterstick Records, as well as most recently Vicious Circle Records out of France. And yeah, so we're going to keep going with some more late kind of folky type music. And we're going to hear from a really fitting album called Songs for the New Year, and that's something by Simon Joyner. A longtime artist out on Secretly Canadian Records, or I guess Jag Jaguar, the kind of branch label of secretly Canadian, but he's also put out stuff on the Shrimper record label, but for the most part a lot of his stuff comes out on Jag Jaguar. And we're gonna hear an older album called, well, like I said, Songs for the New Year, but it's actually, I do believe, a 1996 release. But anyways, we'll hear the track called When Will the Sun Rise Again. Really, really great album. And then after Simon Joyner, we're going to hear something from a artist named Simon Lamke, and he's a Canadian instrumental artist, or he has an instrumental album out that's doing pretty well on the actually I'm not sure if it's on the Campus Radio charts, but anyways, it's out on a record label called You've Changed Records, and they've played a few artists from this label. It's a really great Canadian label, and they have a ton of great artists such as Julie Doron, as well as Shotgun Jimmy, Weather Station, and anyways, we're gonna hear something from Stephen Lamke, instrumental release, like I said, and then I think we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. I think the album that you're gonna hear is something called Dark Blue, but anyways, we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a really old release. Well, not really old, but a 1996 release from Simon Joyner. This track is called When Will the Sun Rise Again?
It will rain until the sky is blue in the face. So the parade had to be postponed, and the balloons cling to empty streets, and I feel out of the ground and placed in a vase. If I look down, I can't see my feet, but I can see my face, and I look worried. I look worried, my friend. When will the rain stop falling? When will the rain stop falling? And when will the sun rise? Rise again. When will the sun rise again? When will the sun rise again? When will the sun rise again? You can dream. When will the rain fall? And when will the sun rise again? Rise again. When will the sun rise again? When will the sun rise again? When will the sun rise again? Old man Noah, he went fishing. The ones he loved the most, and the rest of us went swimming in circles around his boat. So of course the parade had to be postponed, so we could watch the balloons ascend. Though we all know that they explode as they get closer to him, and it makes me thank you.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was an interesting release from Stephen Lamke of the Constantines. It's an instrumental release called Dub Tape, and you heard the track called Ogs In. And the reason why I was a bit flustered when I was announcing it before is because I couldn't locate the right webpage with the information on this release. But this is kind of like an interesting instrumental release, like I said. I guess not quite like his standard releases. Anyways, Stephen Lamke, like I said, he's a singer of the Constantines, and he also put out some solo stuff under the name Baby Eagle, but he also has some self-titled releases out on the You've Changed record label. And once again, that was the 2020 album called Dub Tape. And prior to that, you heard something from Simon Joyner, really nice heartfelt song called When Will the Sun Rise Again, and that's taken from the Songs for the New Year, a release that came out in 1996. And Simon Joyner is a singer out of Omaha, Nebraska, and he's had quite a few releases out on the Jaguar record label. And like I said, 1996, going back that far, but he still is putting out consistent albums, so definitely check out some more stuff if you wanted to see his huge discography of music. And actually, come to think of it, I never actually have seen Simon Joyner live. For some reason, I thought I had, but I don't think I have seen him at this point. But anyways, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And up next, we're going to hear the new album from Guided by Voices that came out in October. Haven't had the chance to play it or yet, but anyways, it's called It's Not Them, Couldn't Be Them, It Is Them. And we're going to hear a track off of that called High in the Rain, the second track on the release. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a Canadian artist named Munya. And Munya is doing pretty well on the campus radio charts, and charting pretty well across Canada. So that's the campus radio station charts, like CITR. And the new album is called Voyage to Mars. And we're going to hear a track of that, something called Cocoa Beach, and you can check it out at munya.bandcamp.com. That's Munya. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Guided by Voices. This track is called High in the Rain.
Man, you fell to earth, madman.
High in the rain.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and that was something from Montreal's Munya and a track of the album called Voyage to Mars. You heard a track called Cocoa Beach, and that one is doing pretty well on the campus radio charts. And prior to that, you heard something from Guided by Voices with a track called High in the Rain. Of the It's Not Them, It Couldn't Be Them, It Is Them release that came out in October 2020. And yeah, so really, really great Guided by Voices album. And like I said, my name is P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we're kind of playing a lot of rock stuff at the start of this set, but we're going to move into a little bit more of a kind of a electronic and hip-hop and type experimental music in the remainder of the program. And we're going to hear something from Calgary, a hip-hop artist from Dragonfly Empire. He's got his name is Tarek Robinson. He has a release out called Make Believe. The album is called Rotations, I should say, and it's out on Make Believe Records. you're going to hear a track called Every Day. Some really great underground hip-hop from Alberta. And if you have a chance, check out some stuff from Dragonfly Empire. They've been around for quite some time. And you can check it out at makebelievehiphop.bandcamp.com. This album is doing pretty well on the campus radio charts as well. So we're going to hear something from Tarek Robinson. And then after that, we're going to hear some new stuff from Hyperdub Records. Something from Faya Dread, an artist out of London. And we're going to hear an EP called Anyway. And we're going to hear, what is the track they have queued up? Something called Anyway, Do It is what we're going to hear. And so we're going to hear that, and then I'll be playing some new stuff, some more new stuff from Hyperdub Records. And I'm really excited to play this, the brand new album, or the brand new release from Burial. It's called Anti-Dawn. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called New Love is what you're going to hear. And you could check out this EP at burial.bandcamp.com. Really great track, a little bit more kind of experimental than most of the Burial stuff that I'm familiar with. It's kind of long form tracks that clock in at around like 11 to 10 minutes, but it still has that really kind of futuristic hyper soul music sound of classic Burial. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Tarek Robinson. This track is called Every Day.
What we know about hip hop is, you know, it changes. You know, people are looking for something new, something fresh. And I think you can easily become, you know, run of the mill and just every day.
I'm doing my best in passing these tests. Put the mics getting blessed, eliminate stress. I'm schooling these rookies, they're getting all vexed. I've been second guessed, chasing success. Rocking this microphone, you know I got it. It's talent, the energy, create the product. The wireless stick really me, but to be honest, plenty of ice, about to go with the sinus. Heroic Lone Ranger, I'm the Dark Tantan. Riding the wave, but just holding on to playing it safe. While testing the waters, luring the fishes, upset the piranhas. Playing in Europe, but missing to rounds. Production and stereo, fit back in mind. Irrelevant elements, where's it all gone? Take them back in vogue, like never been gone. I've been humbled, I've fumbled, and along the way I've stumbled. I've killed it. Tests. But the mics getting blessed, eliminate stress. I'm schooling these rookies, they're getting all vexed. I've been second guessed, still chasing success. Every day it starts with a dream, sometimes traumatic and picking up steam. Pushing the borders, no order it seems. Then blown apart, all smithereens, replaced with a scream. Bells of dawn, have to move on and heed the alarm. Disrupted from calm, disrupted from sleep, disrupted from rest, from counting the sheep. Back up in the daily struggle, maybe today a daily double. Maybe today successfully juggle. Escaping the trouble, no rebuttals, just acceptance. That'd be nuts. Don't expect this unexpected. Maybe reckless, bigger the day, like boxing Tetris. Drown your stress like sweat from Texas. End of the day, you say, I bet this day was trying to mess with me. But still, I pushed destiny. You think it took out all of me?
test. Put the mic to keep blessed, eliminate stress. I'm schooling these rookies, they're getting all vexed. I've been second guessed, still chasing success.
Your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown East Side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
Since I was young, I needed just to get away.
Free. Beyond everything.
Let go.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a kind of a long extended set, but that was something from Burial. The new release is called Anti-Dawn, and it's a 5-track EP out on Hyperdub Records, obviously, and that was a track called New Love, and that was just released yesterday. And prior to that, you heard something from Faya Dread with a track off the EP called Anyway. You heard the track called Flutie Loops, and that's also out on Hyperdub Records. You can also check it out at fayadred.bandcamp.com. That's FIYAHDRED, Faya Dread. And they are based out of London. And prior to that, you heard something from Calgary. Some really great hip-hop, or something from Tarek Robinson is what you heard, a track called Every Day, and it's taken off the Rotations release, and that release is doing pretty good on the campus radio charts as well. So anyways, you tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host P-Bone, and we're gonna keep going with some more experimental electronic music, and we're gonna hear something from all the way from Indonesia, and you'll hear an artist named Uwal Masa, and a release out called Malar, and it's out on a record label called Mana Records, M-A-N-A, and some really interesting, kind of sinister, very colorful, well, not colorful, but very dark and kind of brooding electronic music from Uwal Masa. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Maju, that's M-A-J-U-H, very kind of psychedelic, minimalist, kind of sinister sounding electronic music is what you're going to hear in this set. So I think we'll just hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you, and then talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Uwal Masa. This is a track called Maju. was something from Indonesia. That was Yuwal Masa with a track called Maju off the Malar release. And that was put out on the Divisi 62 record label, which is based out of Jakarta. And that was just released a couple days ago. Really great brooding, sinister electronic with a kind of a heavy industrial clanging sound to it. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're coming to the last half hour of the program, I guess last 25 minutes or so. And we're going to keep going with some more experimental electronica. And we're going to hear something from Monic, and really kind of a dark, dreary release from Downwards Records. And I do believe Downwards Records is record label from Regis, if I'm not mistaken. I think I mistakenly said it was one of the guys from Godflesh a few weeks ago. But anyways, I think this label is run by Regis. Anyways, the latest release is something from Monic and a release called Trawler Tapes. And we're going to hear a track off of it called HNet 6. And these are all named either HNet or TNet. I'm not sure what that means. Some sort of reference to some fishing boats, I guess. That's what I'm guessing based on the theme. There's a kind of a dark black and white picture of a ship on the front. But anyways, we're going to hear something from Monic, and that's the work of Simon Shreve with a really kind of dark and dreary project called Monic. After that, we're going to hear something from Sleeping Giant Glossolalia Records. That's a label based out of New York. And one of their latest releases is something from Yerwalt, a release called Distant Galaxies Collide. We'll hear a track called Ancestral Gaze. And this is the work of a duo named Anthony DeFranco. I do believe he did stuff with Skullflower, interestingly enough, and also JFK and Ramley. I think JFK had some stuff out on Lies Records before. I may have played him, as well as Kevin Laska, who did some stuff with Godflesh as their, I guess, live engineer. A few other projects that I'm not too familiar with, one called Novatron and Transitional. But anyways, together they make Yerwalt, some very heavy, noisy, psych industrial noise type stuff. And you can check it out at sleepinggiantglossolalia.bandcamp.com. And this album was mastered by the master of drone, noise, and doom, James Plotkin. So if you know some of his work, you'll know this is a sign of quality, I guess. But anyways, we're going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR. This is something from Monic, and this track is called HNet 6.
Thank you. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
And that was something from Urwelt, a track off the Distant Galaxies Collide album, is what you just heard. The track is called Ancestral Gaze. That was out on the Sleeping Giant Glossolalia record label. And prior to that, you heard actually a track from Monik with a track called HNET 6 off the Trawler Tapes LP. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And hope you enjoyed tonight's program, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. But tonight I'm going to leave you with a couple releases. The first of which is something from a release from Anne Margaret Hogan, a release called Without the Moon. And we're going to hear a track called Scattered Carelessly. And that's featuring Jarbo on this track. She has some really interesting collaborators on this release. And you may know Jarbo as her longtime work in Swans, as well as solo work with Neurosis, and then all the solo stuff that she's put out. But anyways, she's on this album called Without the Moon from Anne Margaret Hogan. And also featuring, or also on this album, is Nick Cave, as well as Kid Congo Powers, and a few other releases. Check it out at anniehogan.bandcamp.com. So we're going to hear that, and then after that, we're going to hear something from Southern Lord Records, a release that came out last year from the Swedish artist named Anna von Hauswolf, a album called All Thoughts Fly. And we'll hear a track called Delore di Orsini. I've been meaning to play this album for a while, but I just never got around to fitting it in. So I'm excited to finally play it tonight. And I was following her on Instagram, and I guess she went through some kind of strange stuff with playing in church venues. Her music isn't necessarily anti-religious, but has some very kind of dark imagery. So I think it got kind of labeled as such. So she kind of, I don't know, I had some issues with playing some venues. Anyways, hopefully she had that resolved by now. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. Keep it locked on CHR for more great programming, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. This is something from Anne Margaret Hogan. This track is called Scattered Carelessly. Everything is as you like.
lifted, everything is gone.
Hi, I'm Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, yeah, in Vancouver.